glory to God. We're the blood-bought church, the redeemed, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Word of God, on fire, firebrands for God. Hallelujah. The devil's under our feet. Anything the devil tries to tell you, the opposite is true. Amen. Because the devil's a liar. Jesus is the truth. So anything the devil's trying to tell you, the opposite is true. We serve a good God. We serve a God of more than enough. We serve the healer, the deliverer, the baptizer. Woo! He's a good God. Amen. And we are heirs of promise. The same promise of the Holy Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost. Both Jews and Gentiles were filled with the Holy Ghost. And the promise is to us and to our children and to our children's children. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the glossolalia phenomenon, which means speaking in tongues. I'm so glad that subsequent of my salvation, when I got born again, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I mean baptized in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Because when I pray in the Spirit, as Paul said, I pray my spirit man praying. Hallelujah. I don't pray with my understanding. I pray with my spirit. Because my spirit man has a voice, and that voice is praying to God, and it's speaking mysteries, and speaking untold mysteries in the kingdom, and I'm praying for people, and I'm praying for souls, and I'm praying out the mystery and the plan of God, and as I'm praying, I'm building myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah! The devil hates it because the devil can't touch it, because it's the anointing, because the devil can't understand it. It's a Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah! It's 1-800-HOLY-GHOST, right, Jerry? It's 1-800-HEAVEN when you pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, saints, as Paul said, he prayed that we'd all pray in the Holy Ghost. See, there's a prayer time when we pray in the Holy Ghost. I love to pray. That's one of my favorite things to do. I think every minister especially should pray, but sadly, you talk to most ministers and they pray about 5 or 10 minutes a day. But I think we should be in prayer. I think prayer is so important. It's the key. Because you see, prayer is when we get over into the other realm of the Spirit, where we really live. That's where we really live as Christians, in the kingdom, in the realm of the Spirit, where things go on and things happen and things, you can find things in the Spirit. How many of you know that? Some of you are prayer warriors in here. Let me get a little deep with you in here this morning. There's rooms in the Spirit, beloved. There's places you go in the Spirit where nobody else knows about. But there's different things you do in different rooms in your prayer closet. And I tell you, when I get into a room, I first come in praising and worshiping. I come in into the holy place praising and worshiping, thanking God as David played upon his harp. I get in there every morning and I pluck on my guitar and I sing praises unto my God. I sing and I give a sacrifice of praise because I know he inhabits the praises of his people. And then the Lord, the Holy Ghost, leads me into prayer. Sometimes I begin to bind the devil because we need to bind the devil. Sometimes I begin to just pray in the Holy Ghost and be conscious of my spirit, man, because we need to be conscious that we are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in this earthly body. You see, I was educated under the greatest educators that you could say over in Iowa where I grew up. I'm a Midwestern kid. I was in Iowa and I was going to college and I was studied in psychology and studied in behaviorism and philosophy and all that, but I found out that what man needs is a spiritual regeneration of being born again. Man needs to be born again. His spirit needs to be born again and created after God. And the mind sometimes gets in the way, and our understanding sometimes robs us out of the blessings of God. But we need to get more spirit conscious and less flesh conscious and less mind conscious and get into the Spirit and where God is doing things. Saints, God is doing things on the earth, and Jesus is coming back for a church, and we need to be ready. We need to be like the virgins with their lampstands filled with oil. We need to be praying in the Holy Ghost. We need to be telling people about Jesus. We need to be receiving the promises of God. We need to be binding the devil. We need to kick him out of our homes, and kick him out of our schools, kick him out of our government. We need to stand up and take action. These are important days we live in. Woo! Hallelujah! Any sense the presence of God in here like I do today? Oh, I sense that there the clock is ticking. Listen, we're on the portals. We're on the door of a awakening of in the Spirit. There's going to be a line drawn in these last days where those on the left and those on the right, those that are cold and those that are hot, those that don't want to go with God and those that do. And I tell you what, we're living in those days. We live in those days. I am so glad I got filled with the Holy Ghost. That was the turning point in my life where the Word of God became to open up to me. and it began to reveal to me. And when I read the Word of God, it's not like reading a book. It's reading life. It's looking into the face of Jesus. I'm being changed by the glory of God. Every time my eyes look into the Word of God, I'm looking at the Logos. I'm looking at the Holy Written Word of God. And He comes off the pages and He changes me from glory into glory. And I am, as Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the good news is, He lives in you. He lives in me, but He lives in you. You see, your old man has been crucified. The old man has been buried. The old man is in the grave, but the new man has come. That's why when I preach like this, something inside you, that's true. Something, and it's not your head, it's not your flesh, but it's the Spirit of God. We need more churches that are preaching Holy Ghost, fire and power of God, and demonstrations and power of the Holy Ghost. We need more signs and wonders when people come into the room, crippled, and begin to walk. Those that are blind come in and begin to see. Those that have diseases are healed instantly by the power of God. We need same Holy Ghost demonstrations and power as in the day of Pentecost when Peter and John were going into the temple and they saw a man and he expected to receive something from them. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand. He leaped up and his ankles were strong. And he leaped up praising God going into the temple. Why do we not have that today? I believe because we don't preach it. I believe because preachers are afraid of it. I believe it's because preachers are afraid they're not going to get their tithe if they offend somebody. Well, we don't need to be man pleasers. We need to be God pleasers. We need to be Holy Ghost on fire, God pleasers in these last days. Woo! This was not in my notes at all. I'm telling you, this is totally different. But I said, Lord, and He told me in prayer, the Lord said, just stand up before my people and I will give you the words to say. I will flow through you and I will say what I want to say through you as you're a willing vessel, as you are a vessel willing to be poured out. Because all week long I spend time in prayer. I labor in prayer and in the Word so that I can stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. And so you can come out of here being fed on fire with the Holy Ghost, not being tickled, like I was talking to somebody this morning, not being tickled by your ears, but with the power of God, walking out into the world, a firebrand for the Holy Ghost, a firebrand for God. So when you walk into the supermarket, there's an anointing on you. You go over to the fruit section, there's something different about you. There's an anointing that's upon you and within you. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in us, every one of us, members in particular. We have the same Holy Ghost that raised and quickened Christ from the dead, living on the inside of us. We need to get it out. We need to tap into it. We need to tap into that power. That power. So to live in this world until Jesus comes. Listen. I am going to get to the Word. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to turn your Bibles this morning. Shh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. I sense His presence here today. I sense some drawing on you this morning. I feel people are drawing on the things in the kingdom this morning. I feel you're drawing from me today. I sense the saints of God are hungry for the power of God. I sense there's a drawing for the anointing and drawing for the things of God. Not out of my head, but out of my heart. I sense that the saints of God are drawing upon the gift this morning. The gift of pastor. The gift of evangelism. The gift of speaking a word in season. A word today that you need. Listen today, saints. Oh, hallelujah. I was listening to a program last night, and as you know, a great saint, Balaji Andre, went to be with the Lord. She went out of her body, and she went to be with the Lord. And I was listening to a program last night. I was listening to Rodney Howard Brown. He was sitting there, and my eyes were somehow just glued to the things he was saying because he was speaking in the Spirit. Now, you got to catch this in the Spirit. Too many churches are just tickling ears, and they're just speaking to appease the mental and to appease the emotional and the physical. But we got to get to the Spirit. We've got to get to what's in the Spirit. What is happening in the Spirit? The things that are happening in the spirit are more real than are what are happening in the natural. There are things that are happening in the spirit in this city that we've got to be aware of, and that we've got to be aware of the things that you have with you at your disposal, so you can go out a mighty army of God. As in Ezekiel, you were filled with the Holy Ghost. The bones need to come one to another and come a mighty army, and God will fill the sinews and the muscles, and the flesh will come upon, and he will blow upon the body, and they will go forth a mighty army in this city. Hallelujah. It's been prophesied the Spirit of God is going to flow up Central Florida, and there's going to be a great beam of light, and we're in that beam. We're in that area. The Spirit of God is moving across this land, and we're going to be those that are going to be have our lampstands filled. We've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and not just mental, but spiritually. We've got to live close to Jesus. We've got to love him. We've got to walk close with him. Like Rodney Harbaugh said last night, I love you. He said, we've got to put aside the sin which so easily besets us and run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the Father. I want him to say when he sees me, when I leave this earth, I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You've been faithful for what I have given you on the earth. You've been faithful to say what I've told you to say. You've not been moved by man, nor been moved by the enemy. You've not been moved by the armies of the Egyptians, but you've walked into the promised land. I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've not bowed down to the kings of this world. You've not bowed down to the conformity of this age, but you've walked in my perfect will. You walked by the Spirit, not by the flesh and not by the understanding, but by the Spirit. You spent time in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in that secret place, he that comes into the tabernacle as Moses did and walked and talked with God, and it says God spoke with him as a friend speaketh to a friend. Listen, saints, today we're not under the old covenant where we need somebody else to talk to God for us. We can come boldly unto the throne of grace by the blood of Jesus, and we can say, Abba, Father. The anointing's strong this morning. The anointing's heavy in this place. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is heavy. It was hard for us to come this morning. It was hard to get here this morning. Sometimes it's so hard the devil fights us. One devil that fights you, 10 of them fight us. Because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is being spread in this land. And we're here to stay. We're here. We're dug in. Our heels are dug in. Our backbones are as steel. We will not be moved, and we will not be shaken. Because we know God has a plan for Largo, Florida. He has a plan for Seminole. He has a plan for this area because it's so hard and so dry. It's so infiltrated with religious spirits and doctrines of devils. And it's so infiltrated with things that are turning men's hearts cold. But we're here to break through. We're here to break through. I'll tell you this right now. We're here to break through. And it's got to be in the Spirit. We've got to do it in the Spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was listening to Rodney Howard Brown last night. He brought up a thing which I totally agree with. And he was talking about death for a Christian. He said, for a Christian that goes on to be with the Lord, it's victory. If we could ask them to return, they'd say, please don't make me go back to earth. Because they're in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But this mystery that for so many years churches have never really taught it, they've never really zeroed in, they've said, well, that person is home with the Lord. But listen, you are as real right now in this body. Oh, the real you is living in this earth suit right now. As Rodney Howard Brown said, he spoke these words and my eyes were riveted to the TV because my spirit man was going, that's true. He stood there and he said, the real you is looking out from inside this body through these eyes. Amen? The real you that's born again, living for God, is living right now in this cocoon, in this earth suit, so you can live in this earth, in this realm. But the real you is inside this body, looking out through these eyes. And you have spiritual ears. And if we'll not grow dull of hearing, we'll hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. We'll hear what God is saying to us because you have spiritual ears. You have spiritual eyes. You have a spiritual mind. You have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I've many times, I've been doing this for many years. I've been a pastor for many years, and I've been in the presence of people when they've gone on to be with the Lord. And what a glorious thing. They lay this body down. Sometimes you say, do you believe in divine healing? I believe totally in divine healing. I believe the Word of God is true, and Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. But sometimes Christians die, and they go on. They breathe their last breath. And I've been in the presence of people that have breathed their last breath, and they like that. And they're gone. They're gone. Their body is just a case. It's just a shell. Aren't you glad this body is just a case? It's just a shell. The real you on the inside, the spirit man, the Bible calls him the inner man of the heart, the new creature created after God. Did you know that you were created, you were formed by the Word of God, the real you now I'm talking about? You were formed by the Word of God. The seed of the Word of God was implanted, and there was conception that took place. You believed in your heart the Word of God. You confessed with your mouth, and you were born again. I'm speaking this morning truth this morning. We need to know that the churches are tickling ears, and they're not saying the truth. See, we need to put the spirit man first. We need a close walk with Jesus in these last days. We need a close walk with Jesus. He's coming back soon. He's coming back soon. He's coming back soon. He's coming back. As he went into the clouds, so too he's coming back. The signs of the times are all around us. We can read it in the papers. I'm here. I'm sent here in the city to tell you he's coming back. He's coming back. He's going to catch away the church. He's going to take us, and we're going to meet him in the air. And forever we're going to be with him in eternity. Eternity. We can't fathom that. Our minds can't comprehend it. But eternity is without end. It's always. And we're going to be in his presence. We'll be in the presence of the Lamb of God. In the presence of the Word of God. No hindrances. That's why there'll be no darkness there. There'll be no shadow of turning there. Because the light will be Jesus. And that same light you have this morning in front of you, it's the Word of God. We have this Word of God this morning that we need to feed our spirit man with daily so that we're built up, so that we can build up our spirit man so we can see the plan of God and hear His voice and be sensitive to do what He's called us to do. To say a word in season, to act when the Holy Ghost says act, to do what He says do, to go where He says go, to go out on the water when He says go, to step out into the deep when He says go, to step out over the boat when He says get out of the old system and into the new. Go out into the deep. We've got to go out into the deep. I'm saying about five or six different sermons right now. But we've got to go out where He's at. He's not in the shallow waters. He's not in the ankle-deep waters. He's not in the knee-deep waters. He's not in the shoulder-width waters. He's not in even the waters up to your eyes. He's out there in the deep where you got to swim. You've got to swim out there, and you've got to keep your eyes on Jesus. And He is the Word. He's the Word of God, the Logos. I can't help but remember when the woman with the issue of blood, and the Word of God, the Logos, was walking before her, and the crowd and the throng was thronging Him, and the Word was walking among the people. The Word of God, able to heal that woman, was walking before her, but she was the only one that touched the hem of His garment and received the healing from the Word of God that walked before her. Why? Because she believed. And she expected, and she said, if I may touch with the hem of His garment, I shall be healed. And faith rose up in her heart, and those that were around Him, and those that were patting, you know, that were around Jesus, the groupies, if you will, they didn't get it, but the woman got it. The woman got it. Because she believed, and she wanted it. How many in the body of Christ really want more? I talked to somebody this morning. They say, I want more of God. I want more of God. I don't want religion. I don't want politics. I don't want just church, just to play church. I want the power of God. I believe that's why we're here. I believe that's why God planted this church, Heirs of Promise, in this area. I believe that. Oh, I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I sense His presence in this place. Beloved, you can bear witness with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad for your salvation? Aren't you glad for your salvation today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for feeding your sheep today. Thank you for leading us beside the still waters. Thank you for bringing us into green pastures. Lord, thank you for shepherding your people. Thank you, Lord, for the sheep that are in this city that are without a shepherd, that are scattered abroad. We need church like the book of Acts. We need church services like the day of Pentecost. We need church services with the power of God, where the Word of God goes forth and the power of God goes forth and people are drawn to the anointing. That's the anointing that's going to destroy every yoke of bondage. It's the anointing that's going to destroy every yoke of bondage. Glory to God. We need to be in services where somebody comes in with an infirmity or a cancer or a disease, and the Word of God and the power of God is so strong that that disease dissolves and that goiter falls off and that disease leaves and any spirit of infirmity leaves in the name of Jesus. Just being in the presence of the anointing. Just being in the presence of the anointing. Just being in His presence. His presence is here. His presence. His presence is here. He's here. He's here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship You. We worship You. We worship You, Lord. Lord, we're here because we love You and we worship You. And Lord, this church is going to let You move. We're going to let You move. When the Holy Spirit wants to move, we're going to let Him move. Hallelujah. We're going to say what You want us to say. We're going to do what You want us to do. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and you've got to understand, this is not at all what I had in my notes. I have a real good outline. I have points. I have a real good outline. But I've got to obey the Holy Ghost. I've got to. I would be miserable if I did not. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 16. It says, Paul said, "For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look," I want you to recognize that, underline it, make a note of it, because we're going to come back to it. Paul said, while we look. You see, when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Word of God became so real to me, and I began to see things in the Word I'd never seen before. You see, this Word is not written to your mental, your flesh. It's not written for your emotions. It's written for your spirit. The words that are off this page enter through your eyes into your spirit. And there's things that only you can learn by the Holy Ghost teaching you by the Word. That's why I encourage everyone at Heirs of Promise, I say, go home, study, read your Word, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. You get into the Word. Don't just take what I say for granted. You get into the Word. The Holy Ghost will teach you, and He will show you, and He'll lead you. This is what I say. This will take care of 98% of people's problems. Read the Word and pray. That's my counsel. Is that too simple? But why is that? Because we've got to realize that spiritually, God works from the inside out. If we get the spiritually part right, then the physical and the mental and the everything else will line up. You see, we've done it wrong. We've tried to fix it from the outside in. God works from the inside out. He speaks to us. Listen, the Holy Ghost is our counselor. He's our paracletos, the one called alongside to help. Did you know that He's your mechanic? Did you know that He's your counselor? Did you know that He's your physician? Did you know that He is your marriage counselor? He's your physician. He's your financial advisor. He's everything. He's your paracletos. What did I say? Parakletos. See, it's all Greek to me. But he's there. I just love Jesus. I love being poured out. Being poured out. Will you be a vessel that's poured out? Will you be a vessel that's poured out? Simply poured out. Remember when Jesus turned the water into wine? Remember He saved the best for last? He saved the best for us. You say you believe in getting drunk in the Holy Ghost? Yeah, I get drunk in the Holy Ghost. It wouldn't be hard for me to get drunk right now. All you got to do is just drink. There's no hangover. There's no adverse effects. But on the day of Pentecost, those people that got filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were filled, and they said, are these drunken? Peter said, no, they're not drunken as ye suppose, being about the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken of by the prophet Joel. In these last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And my sons and daughters shall prophesy. And my old men shall dream dreams, and my young men shall see visions. And on my handmaidens I will pour out of my Spirit in those days. Now remember, this is something important to learn. He said, I will pour out of my Spirit. I will pour out of my Spirit. He will pour out of you because He's living in you. In these last days, I believe saints all around this world are going to come together. There's a remnant. There's a people that are a body of Christ that are hungry, that are going to be filled, and they're going to be poured out, and God is going to rise up on the inside of them, and women are going to begin to be preachers. Women are going to do things and say things in their homes, and men are going to say things on their jobs, and we're going to have preachers all over the place. It's not just going to be on Sunday morning for a pastor, but you're going to be preaching in your kitchens and on your jobs. The Spirit of God is going to rise up. Pour out of my Spirit. See, God lives in you. See, I believe so much in telling you what you have. Letting you know what you have. Letting you know what God has done for you and what you have if you'll tap into it. And how do you tap into it? Spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer, and obey the Holy Ghost. Spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer, and obey the Holy Ghost. Because just as Jesus walked on this earth with His early disciples, and those 12 men walked with Him, and wherever Jesus... Come up here, Emin, I want to do a little example here. Okay, this is Jesus. Wherever Jesus went, I'm one of His disciples. When He was walking on this earth, just keep walking, Emin. This is what those disciples did. Now turn to the right. All right, turn to the right. Wherever you go, just begin to walk. Those disciples were like this. John, Peter, especially John, wherever Jesus went, He was right here, right here, right here, right here. And when Jesus stopped, they stopped. When Jesus turned and spoke, they listened. This is all Holy Ghost. I got to get the tape. This is all hot off the press. When Jesus stopped, they stopped. When Jesus walked, they walked. Right behind Him. Jesus said, it's needful for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Jesus had to go to the Father. We know that Jesus went to the Father because we got the Holy Ghost on the earth. The Holy Ghost is here on the earth. Even as Jesus was with His early disciples, we've got the Holy Ghost on the earth right now. And we can walk with Him and talk with Him. And He'll teach us and He'll lead us. And as He goes, we will follow. When He turns, we will turn. When He says, say, we will say. Oh, wow, this is God. This is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. 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 I want you to have a personal, deep, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm just a man. I'm just telling you. This is what I do, but I want you to do it. I want you to have a deep, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. It takes time, spending time in prayer, spending time in the Word. You can't get to know someone unless you spend time with them. There's no way. You cannot know the character of God unless you spend some time with Him and let Him speak to you. His voice is so tender. Every time I go to Him, He says, my son, I'm so well pleased with you. I just melt. He always says that. He says, son, I'm so well pleased with you. You need to hear that. God's well pleased with you. He's not mad at you. He's not upset with you. He's not counting your sins years ago. He loves you. You are His son and you are His daughter. He loves you. He loves you. Why? Not because you're a good person. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Because you received the Lamb of God, because you believe and you receive Him in your heart. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. That's why Jesus said, when I go away, you pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Why did He say that? Because when we're on the earth and we pray in Jesus' name, Jesus lives on the inside of us, and we're praying to the Father in Jesus' name. Did you ever realize that? Don't you see, that's why Jesus said, no longer, you've asked me nothing. Ask in my name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, you're drawing some deeper things out of me this morning. You're drawing some deeper waters out of me this morning. There's a well. There's a well in the Spirit. And those waters can be stirred. Remember the man that at the Gate Beautiful, he wouldn't go down unless somebody helped him down into the waters when the angel came and stirred the waters? Until the waters were stirred, nobody got healed. Get the tape. Until the waters were stirred by the angel, by something supernatural, till the waters were stirred, nobody got healed. There needs to be more stirring of the deep waters in the wells of the Spirit. So the saints can get healed, so they can be restored, so they can do what God's called them to do, and rise up and walk with Jesus into the temple. Listen, there's something. This revelation going forth all over the place this morning. Take it. Grab it. Get a tape. I'm telling you what, I got to get a tape. This is something supernatural. God is speaking this morning by His Spirit. There are wells in the Spirit that have not been tapped into because the church, by and large, have been tickling the ears of man. They've been trying, they've been having Ishmaels instead of Isaacs. They've been trying to do things after the arm of the flesh. They've been laying in bed with the bondwoman. They've not had the faith to have an Isaac. Ministries have made things happen by laying in bed with a bondwoman, and they've had an Ishmael, and God has blessed it as much as He could, but He can't bless what His anointing isn't on. His anointing and His blessings were upon Isaac because he was a promise. And they had Isaac when they were 100 and she was 99 years old. Did you know the word Isaac in Hebrew means laughter? Did you know that? And Sarah laughed. She said, are you kidding? Look at me. Look at my situation. Look at where I came from. Look at my physical. Look at my physical. Look at my wrinkles. Look at my time clock. Look at everything the world says is against what you're telling me, God. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? Are you what the Spirit of God is saying? Are you getting this? How many of us have been convinced what the world has told us? When God has spoken His word to us and said this and so, and this will come, and this is what's going to happen, and we've laughed and said, but the world has said, I don't have a name. I don't have a good background. In fact, I don't have a mother and a father. I'm a dysfunctional product of my environment. And we try to do something on our own and let God bless it. We do something on our own, and God can bless it. But His promise is with Isaac. Even as it was, all the nations were blessed through Isaac. And Abraham, because of his faith, it was counted unto him for righteousness. And that's why he's the father of our faith. And Jesus was born out of the seed of David. And that's why we say we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are heirs of the promise. I was on my computer the other day, and the Holy Spirit gave me this idea, and I haven't even told my wife about it. Because I've just been obeying the Holy Spirit. But He led me to this artwork in my computer. And I took the Star of David. And I enlarged it on a piece of paper. And I took the fish, symbolizing the early church. And I set the tail, which fits perfectly down, onto the cross of where the Star of David comes down. It fits right down, right on the base of that. And I took the Holy Spirit, which is like a dove, and a signal, and I put that in the fish. This was totally Holy Ghost. And I looked at that, and the Lord said, that's it right there. That's it right there. That's it. Because I ask all the time, I said, because I have a burden for Israel. I have a burden for the Jewish people. I don't know why. It's like Mel Gibson when they ask him, why did you do this film? Because he's driven. I don't know why. I'm not Jewish, but I have a love for Israel. I have a burden for the Jewish people. There's something God wants me to do in these last days. Something with the Jew and the Gentile. There's something, and it's going to be the Holy Ghost. It's going to be by the Holy Ghost. There's some plan that God has for me, and I don't know it. I know a little bit. I see through a glass darkly. I see little pictures, little pieces of it, but I don't know the whole thing. But the Lord said, I'm going to stand before those in authority. He said, I'm going to stand before kings and those in government and those in, and He says, I'm going to be in that realm of, and I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know when. I say, how can it be? Look at me. I'm pastoring a little church in Largo, Florida. How can this be? But the Lord said, believe me, and I'll bring it to pass. You'll stand before presidents. You'll speak a word into a president. I wasn't going to say any of this. But how many of us, God has spoken something to us? And we've said, we can't do that. We can't do that because I'm not the right educated person, or I don't look right, or I'm not the right race, or the right tall or short, or I'm a woman, or I'm a man, or whatever. Listen, in these last days, God is calling us to the promise in His Word. See, I believe with all my heart that God, the primary way that God leads us is right here, through His Word. His primary way. You want to know where God leads us? Right here, through His Word. If it's not in His Word, you can't believe for it. It's got to be in His Word. It's in His Word. But as we pray, and as we fellowship in His Word, I believe also there's Rhema words. There's a spoken word that God speaks to you. Remember when Peter was in the boat? There was a lot of other men in the boat, but Jesus specifically told Peter, come. Didn't He? Peter asked Him, if it's You, Lord, tell me to come. And Jesus' word was, come. And he obeyed. See, we've got to obey when He says, come. We've got to obey. I was with a person last week and not saved. I've been praying for salvation. We've been talking, and I was about ready to leave, and the Lord said to me, and listen, and you know, when the Lord speaks to you, it's not always an audible voice, but it was a knowing. Just a knowing. Just a fleeting, just like a velvety feeling, like just so peaceful, you know, as an unction. We're about ready to leave, and I knew the Lord said, pray with him. And if I would have thought about that long enough, I would have said, well, he's going to think I'm nuts. I'm just going to leave. But he said, pray with him. So without thinking, I turned around to him. I said, can I pray with you? And he said, sure. And I put my hand on his shoulder. I don't even remember what I said, but I was obedient. See, I was obedient, and what I said, I don't know, but when I got done, he hugged me. He put his big old bare arms around me. He hugged me. He said, I'm so glad I have you as my friend. You don't condemn me, and you tell me the truth. And I left. I got in my car, and I wept going up 66th Street. I said, the Lord was blessing me. I just tears just rolling down. I said, Lord, if I go home right now, this is enough. When the Lord rewards you, there's nothing that compares to it. I mean, there's no gold, no silver, nothing a man can do. When you're sitting in your car, you've obeyed the Lord, and He's blessing you. His tears were streaming out. I couldn't see the lights. I couldn't see, you know, I'm just going, Lord, nobody can understand how good I feel right now. He didn't even receive Jesus, but at least I was obedient. It was a seed. It's a seed. I firmly believe the Lord's called us to plant seeds. We plant, someone waters, and God gets the increase. Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. You say, well, you're a pastor, you know, and you're just supposed to do that. That's your job. But no, we're all ministers. We're all ministers. We're all ministers. If we'll just listen what the Spirit of God is saying to us, and obey in the little things. See, Peter stepped out. He had to step out before the water sustained him. He had to step out and do something, and then the supernatural took over. And when he took one step, he found out, the water's holding me up. So he took another step, the water's holding me up. And he kept going. As long as he had his eyes on Jesus, he was sustained. Of course, when he looked at the wind and the rain, and he began to sink. But I believe we're living in supernatural times. God's called this church to help train the saints to listen to the voice of God, to be filled up. This is a revival center. This is a revival place to come out. And you know, don't you, today, I mean, we're going to close it, but don't you sense the Spirit of God? Aren't you glad you came? Don't you want this church to be filled? Don't you want this church to be filled with saints that are out there? Just today, they're lost. They're lost. And you don't know how hard I want this church to grow. I mean, we put banners up and they tell them to take it down. You know, we put a sign up and they call us and say, you got to take it down. And we do everything we can. The devil does everything he can to try to make this church fold. But this church is going to explode. Emmett, who's been with us from day one, he just keeps telling me, he says, Pastor, this church is going to explode. It's going to explode in growth. It's going to explode. This is just the foundation. God's getting it ready to explode. As long as I do what I'm called to do, and we all do what we're called to do, and stay with this, just like this morning. Just like I ministered this morning. We have a friend, he's a pastor in Michigan, he came down, and he was in a service, and he told me, Pastor, if you'll obey, just like you did this morning, this church will explode. He said that. He said, if you will just obey and do what the Spirit of God tells you to do, this church will explode. And I thought about Isaac, and I thought about the promise. That was God's word to me. God was speaking to me through him. If I will just obey, if I will just do what God tells me to do, you know, fight through all the devils in the flesh and all the other stuff and just obey, then God is going to build his church. He's going to build. And we're going to have people go out of this place sent forth to minister. They're going to be filled with the power. They're going to be filled with the anointing and the Word of God. And they're going to go forth and they're going to change lives of people that are in their path. But the way to hear the voice of God and to, like when I was walking behind Emmett, is to spend time in the Word and in prayer. No fancy recipes here. I'm real simple. Spend time in the Word and in prayer. Start somewhere. Just start somewhere. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you to develop that intimate, that relationship. See, Moses had to tabernacle with God in order to get the plan to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. He had to spend time in the presence of the Word face to face. Face to face. And we have this Word that we look at face to face. In fact, Paul said in verse 18, he said, while we look, not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Praise God. Praise God. Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, had the encounter with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus and was completely changed from a persecutor of the church to a preacher of the gospel to the Gentiles. Paul, who was an intellect above all intellects, studied under Gamaliel, who was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a very intelligent thinker. Yet he said the knowledge of Jesus Christ was far exceeding above anything else. He counted it, everything else, as refuge for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Listen, you're sitting here this morning, and this is a word from God. No matter who you are, no matter what education you have, no matter what people have told you, no matter what your...